MSU Sports Zone podcast. Today joining me is Justin from Rivals.
Hey guys, Justin Thendek here. Thanks for having me, Spencer. And we have a special guest today, and that is new MSU five-star commit, Max Christie. Max, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. And let's get right into it, Max. So first things first, why Michigan State?
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, for me, you know, my relationship with Coach Izzo, the staff and the players, it was just something that really resonated with me and something that I felt like I can really fit into. And it was a group of people and a group of guys that I felt like could challenge me to be the best person both on and off the court.
Awesome. So, Max, one thing that I know a lot of people are wondering about just in, with recruiting in general is, so when your choice or when your decision's getting closer to being made, and like there's smoke and like the public of, oh, Max is going to choose Michigan State, it's going to happen any day. So like in the week or so leading up to the decision, like what's going through your head as you're seeing like the smoke? And like, is it more of like, oh man, my surprise is kind of getting ruined? Or is it like, oh, it's cool to see people excited? So can you just like let people know like how it feels like leading up to it?
No, it's definitely for me personally, you know, I know a lot of people predicted it, and to be honest, I wasn't really upset about that. It was actually really cool to see the amount of love and the amount of happiness that I was bringing, even though I hadn't even committed yet, just the amount of, you know, excitement that I was bringing to the Michigan State community. It was really, really nice, to be honest. I wouldn't say I was upset by, you know, people guessing or already knowing. To be honest, I actually liked it.
Yeah, okay, that's good to hear, because I know since I've joined Rivals, one of the things we have to worry about is making sure that even if we know something, we try to give the kid like their chance to make their like moment shine. But then we also have like the duty to our like subscribers to like bring information. So it's good to get that insight on like what you think about that. So that's good.
Right, definitely.
And Max, so I saw a quote that you, I don't know if it's 100%, but you told Izzo, you know, 2 weeks before your announcement, you were, you know, coming to Michigan State. So I wanted to ask, so was Michigan State always your front runner, or did that pick up mostly after your visit against Ohio State?
To be honest, it really picked up after the visit in March. After the visit in March, Michigan State's been my number one school ever since. Just because, you know, I really enjoyed my time there at Michigan State, especially I picked a really great game to go to in senior night against Ohio State to win the Big Ten championship regular season. So I'd say ever since that visit, it's always Michigan State's always been the front runner for me. And then I decided to tell Coach Izzo like a week or two before I actually announced it. And, you know, it was just a great feeling. You could just tell how excited he was. And obviously I'm super excited for my time there also.
And to follow up with that, so, you know, before that, who was your front runner, or was Michigan State, you know, always kind of at the top for you?
Yeah, I'd say before that, it would probably be Duke. Duke would probably be my front runner, you know, after they started recruiting me and showing a lot of interest. They would probably be my front runner. But as time went on, I just realized that, you know, Duke wasn't the best fit for me. You know, it wasn't anything the coaches did or the staff or the program. You know, it's obviously a prestigious program and they did nothing wrong in recruiting me. I just, you know, after thought, I just felt it wasn't the best fit for me. And so, especially after the Michigan State official visit for me, it kind of propelled them way up to the top.
Gotcha. That's good. That's very interesting to hear.
Yeah. So I was actually in the student section for that game that you're mentioning. It was probably one of the top three loudest games that I've been to at Breslin Center. So I guess, can you also elaborate a little more just on that whole visit? Like, I know a lot of people wonder like how like the official visits go and like the details. So like, can you just talk about the whole trip as a whole? What stood out, what you guys did, just all that?
Yeah, so when I first got there on my official, I watched, you know, a little bit of – it was a practice or shoot around pretty much. It was the day before the game, so we were just hanging out with the team a lot. We went to Coach Izzo's house for, you know, a dinner, and we had, you know, a lot of debates with the players about talks in the NBA and all that kind of stuff. So it was really lackadaisical, you know, just fun to be around the players and just connect with them. And then after that, I spent most of my time in Malik Hall's dorm. We just kind of, you know, sat there, chatted a little bit, played some games, all that kind of stuff. And then we stayed in a hotel the night before. We then woke up the next day, still stayed with the team mostly throughout the day, going through their preparations for Ohio State and all that. And then the game came. They had a huge win, won the Big Ten championship, and then after that we left. So it was a full experience of what it's like to be a Spartan as a basketball player.
Definitely. Yeah.
That's awesome. And I was going to say, you know, to jump into the next thing, obviously, you know, this question is going to get brought up 100 times. So what other players are you trying to recruit with yourself to Michigan State? I already know, you know, Pierre's committed as yourself. kind of helped you get on this podcast. But what other players are you looking at, you know, recruiting here?
Yeah, so one person that I've seen, you know, all over the internet especially, is Jaden Atkins, who's really, really close, I think, to committing to us. And so, obviously, my goal now, as I'm, you know, a Michigan State commit, is to try to get the best class we possibly can. And, you know, I think Jaden Atkins is someone that I'm going to reach out to and definitely try to convince him or guide him to commit to Michigan State.
Did you ever face him, or you didn't get to face him?
No, I've never played him. The only person that I've played in the class is Pierre Brooks. I played with and against him.
Oh, that's really interesting.
Speaking of, I know you have a couple of AAU teammates, I believe, that are going to be playing in the Big Ten. What's that dynamic like, and how do you feel about getting to go up against them at the next level?
Yeah, it's actually kind of coincidental how we're all ending up in the Big Ten. It's going to be fun for sure, but I'm definitely excited, you know, playing my former teammates in the Big Ten. Eventually, hopefully, we'll win against all of them. I think we're going to be the best team in the Big Ten when that time comes around, for sure.
Yeah,
and that's our goal. So we're just going to win as much as possible, no matter who our opponent is.
Mm-hmm. Sorry. Go ahead, Spencer.
You're good. You're good. My bad.
So some people, at least Michigan State fans, they kind of compare you to Gary Harris. I know that was like another one of these like prolific Spartan shooting guards. But in your opinion, I guess first, what do you think about that comparison? But then also, who do you consider your play style to most closely resemble? Or is there like a player you like whose film you really key in on? Just, I guess, what's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, no. Well, first, starting with Gary Harris. Gary Harris was a great player at Michigan State, and I definitely see the comparison. You know, how he was a really great shooter, a great spot-up shooter, someone very versatile on the court. You know, a lot of people compare me to Tyler Hero, who's in the NBA right now, playing for the Heat. You know, our abilities to use minimal dribbles to create for our shot, shoot off the dribble, or come off pin downs. I think it's a pretty good comparison. And then another one from Michigan State is Denzel Valentine. He was someone that was really, really, you know, versatile and played a really big role in the Michigan State offense and defense.
That's funny you say that, because I was just going to ask you about Tyler Hero as well. But also, is there anything specific in your game you're trying to improve before you get to Michigan State? I watched a lot of your highlights. Like you said, good shooter, good off the dribble. Is there anything you're like, I need to improve that before I get to Coach Izzo?
Yeah, mostly I think, you know, fundamental-wise, like on the court, I think I'm pretty solid. Obviously, I'm going to keep working on my game and keep getting better with the shooting and ball handling and playmaking. But one thing that I've really focused on is my physique and trying to, you know, be college ready physically and mentally when I get to Michigan State, being able to, you know, take hits and be able to bang down low with a lot of big guys at my size. Just being able to take a lot of those hits and finish around the rim even is something that I've been working on a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good to hear.
Yeah, definitely. So then another thing I want to bring up for those that don't know is Max has a younger brother, Cam, who also picked up an MSU offer recently. And one thing I want to emphasize is that Cam is a great talent in his own regard. And the offer is definitely based on his own merits. So I don't want anyone out there thinking that it was to lock up Max or anything. So that's a great talent we have that MSU is looking at down the road. So Max, do you kind of want to, it might be too early, but do you think he might be like leaning towards MSU or anything like that? And is this going to help us out, you think, or is it too early?
I think personally it's Cameron's own decision. Obviously I'm going to try to get him to come to Michigan State with me, but of course it's his own decision. You know, wherever he feels most comfortable is where he's going to go. And I know he's going to make the right decision for himself and our family. So I'm definitely going to try to convince him to come with me. But if that's not the case, then that's not the case.
Yeah, definitely makes sense.
The next thing I was going to ask you, and if you don't want to answer it, I don't really care, but with Amani Bates, I don't know how great of a relationship you guys have yet. I saw that quote on Instagram. You were saying you were going to try and, I don't know, recruit him somewhat, what you said. But yeah, so talk about your relationship with him and if you knew him before, like a week ago, I guess.
Yeah, so I knew Amani, I think, a year or two ago, back in 2018, actually, I think in October of 2018, he came to a USA camp with me. He was invited and, you know, we played together. We played against each other. So I think we know each other from them. But yesterday, actually, I hit him up on Instagram. We had a little bit of a talk, you know, about our future at Michigan State. So I think our relationship's steadily building, you know, starting yesterday.
That's great. Great to hear.
Yeah, that's obviously, as you know, that MSU fans have like major hopes that we can pair you with a talent like Amani Bates and then Pierre and whoever else they join in. obviously it's too early for all that, but that's obviously, as you know, what we're all hoping that to see happen at the Breslin in a couple of years. But speaking of down the road, so I know some players, when they're your level of talent, they come in with like a set plan of, I want to be one and done, or I want to be two and done. I noticed one thing that was really interesting about your interview with Andy Katz when you committed was, I believe you said that, or actually it was actually an interview earlier from last year, courtside after one of your practices, I believe. And you had said that maybe 3 or 4 years as well. So when you have a philosophy like that, can you elaborate on that? Because I know a lot of fans, when they saw that video, they were really taken aback by someone mentioning having such an open mindset about your timeline. So how do you view your college experience, and how do you view your plan, I guess?
Yeah, so when I was – for me, just thinking, you know, the one and done or the 2 years, personally, for me, if I don't go one and done, I don't think, to me, like for myself, I don't think that's a failure on my part. I just want to, you know, stay in college for as long as I need to. If that's 1 year, then that's 1 year. If that's 4 years, then that's 4 years. You know, my end goal is obviously to get to the NBA, but my goal is simply just to mature in college and become a good enough player to be in the NBA. And so I just want to work on my game both on and off the court. And I'm not really thinking to myself, I have to stay there for 1 year. And because if I'm not ready to go after 1 year, then I won't go. It's as simple as that. So I'm definitely just trying to, you know, keep an open mind, and I'm definitely not trying to stay fixated on, I have to be one and done, because if I'm not a one and done, then personally to me, that's not a failure. It's just more opportunity for growth. So my goal is just to, you know, keep an open mind for how long I'm going to stay in college. And that just depends on how well I play and when I'm ready.
Yeah, definitely.
The next thing I was going to ask, and you know, I know like it hasn't got brought up, and you, Andy asked you about it, was the G League, and you kind of turned that away. So, you know, like there's a lot of players that are really interested in that. Others aren't really. I guess, you know, about the whole G League thing, you said, you know, college is, you know, you want to go to college. So I guess why are so many players nowadays, their mindset isn't like that? You know, like it seems you're one of the very few nowadays where you want to go to college instead of maybe taking the money, you know what I mean?
Right. So, I mean, personally for me, the G League, I don't think is the best fit for me. Not that I'm not, I think I'm obviously good enough to play in the G League, but just, you know, I feel like a lot of people are in it for the money, and that's just not something I'm playing basketball for. I'm simply just playing it to follow my dream, and it's a game I love. And I just feel like going to college, I have a better chance to obviously, you know, just mature as a human being and play basketball at a very high level. Even though the G League, you know, you're getting paid money and so on and so forth, but you're essentially putting all your eggs in one basket and just saying that, you know, maybe an injury would happen to you in the G League, you know, knock on wood that it wouldn't happen to anybody that's going to the G League right now. But let's say it happens, what are you going to do, you know, when you're injured, you can't do much. And especially, you know, once you're out of the league, you know, how are you going to take care of yourself after? So for me, it's also about what's going on after basketball. And for me, going to college, possibly getting a degree, being able to be hailed to Michigan State. So if I were to go to the league, you know, I end up, you know, my time in the league's over after a couple of years, I want to be able to come back to Michigan State, get a degree, and be able to take care of myself after basketball's over.
Yeah, that's what we want to hear nowadays, because a lot of players don't think like that. It's all about the now situation, you know, get paid, all that stuff. So that's very good, you're thinking outside of basketball.
Yeah, I think everyone, one thing that they've been able to gather so far in the time you've been doing this, like the press run after your commitment, is you clearly seem to have your priorities in order, and like the maturity off the court is one thing that I know even national like people are praising you for. So it's really good, refreshing to see your mindset. And I don't know, Spencer, you have anything else to say, but I just want to basically just thank you for your time. And I know Spartan fans are very excited for what we might be able to see here in 2 years. And you're just going to be giving us a lot of excitement. And so we just wanted to thank you once again for joining.
Yep. Thank you for having me. I'm very excited for my time at Michigan State, and I'll be looking forward to, you know, getting on campus.
Thanks again, Max. We're going to edit this and all that, and we'll tag you in the post later if you want to check it out.
Perfect. Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
Yep. All right. Thanks a lot, Max.
All right. Yep. You guys have a good one.
Yep, you too.